Good morning. Welcome to Chinese Faith Baptist Church online worship. It's been just 2 months since we stopped in-person worship on 15th of March, 2020. Hope and pray you are all doing well and safe staying at home. I, for one, get very impatient about the stay home order. Yet, the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 40, 30 to 31, even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be fainted. 各位早晨，欢迎你嚟到中诚浸信会嘅网上崇拜。自从我哋喺2月3月15号停止咗喺教会里边崇拜之后，已经有2个月。希望同祈求你哋一切都安好，喺家里边完全都安全，神保守。我喺 对于这个居家令好多时都觉得不耐烦，但是以赛亚书第40章30至31节就咁讲，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。 他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑，却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。我哋用我哋歌声去赞颂耶和华，赞颂耶稣。Let us worship with our songs, praising our Lord, praising Him and honor Him. Unreserved Love. Ting Fei
尽头，尘造的爱只在乎曾拥有，一刻灿烂便要走，而我却确信爱全长久，碰到了你已无别求。 从解释可说明的爱，千秋过后仍长存不朽。谁人受痛苦被悬挂在木头，至高的爱尽见于慈全的手。 干血路缘，反让爱没保留，持续不死的爱到万世不休，唯求奉上生命全挂主所有，要将一切尽献于我主的手。 所以决定今生拜没所求，唯望得主称赞已足够。曾听说世界爱没长久。 哪里会有爱无尽头？尘俗的爱只在乎曾 拥有，一刻灿烂便要走。而我确确信爱是恒久，碰到了你远别求，无从解释可说的爱，千秋空后仍全全不朽。谁人受痛苦被悬挂在木头，至高的爱尽见于迟寸的手，汗血在流反映爱没保留，始终不死的爱到万世不休。唯求信奉生命全归乎所有，要将一切尽献于我主的手。我要决定今生再没所求，唯望得主称赞已足够。我已决定今生再没所求，唯望得主称赞已足够。
Let's continue worship His Majesty. 我哋继续去崇拜我哋嘅主，主佢系好伟大。
因主你爱护我。
Today's scripture, Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. 腓立比书第二章第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。Let's continue worship the song with this song, How Great is Our God, 你真伟大。
Splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide.And trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all who see how great is our God?And age to age he stands, and time the Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all who receive, how great is our God. His name above all names, and worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. And his name above all names, and worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all who see, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All who see, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All who see, how great is our God.
Good Sunday morning to all of you.
大家好, 这个星期日,
it is good to be with you again.
很开心的, 又在这个网上的,
I hope you were able to enjoy a little bit of the sunshine last week. I got to enjoy a few walks with my wife.
上个星期我有机会和我太太一起去出外的路散步。
It is amazing how good God is to us, even in a time like this.
看看在这个疫情的期间，神真的给我们有美好的阳光，给我们享受每一日神给我们的创造。
Would you pray with me?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, you are the Lord of all creation.
神啊，你是宇宙万物中的造物者。
You have all authority and power.
神啊, 你是拥有绝对的权柄和权能。
And you are a Lord that cares about your people.
神啊, 你是我们的主, 你是关心你所创造我们的儿女。
And so, Lord, we pray that you would be the Lord of our world.
神啊, 我们求你成为我们世界之中的主。
Lord, would you please intervene in this virus?
神啊, 在这个疫情里面, 求你的亲自来到去参与。
We ask you to bring an end to this pandemic.
神啊, 我们求你将这个疫情快点终结过来。
We ask you to guide our doctors to solutions.
神啊, 求你给医生有智慧的作出这个解决的方法。
We ask you to guide our world leaders and politicians to good decisions.
神啊, 求你给世界每个国家、政治家的 政府嘅，能够一齐嚟到解决呢个疫情嘅困难。
But Lord, we also pray that you would use this time to do a work in us.
神啊，亦都喺呢个嘅疫情嘅期间，求你亲自嘅系喺我哋身上嚟到作工。
Lord, help your church to become more obedient during this time.
神啊，喺呢个疫情嘅时间，愿你嘅教会能够学习更加嘅服从你。
Lord, if we need to be broken in some way, I pray that you would do that.
神啊，求你喺呢个疫情里边要管教我哋嘅，求你系管教我哋。
If you still have work to do in us, Lord, we pray that this would go on until you've done the work you want to do.
神啊，你要训练啊，训练我哋嘅，求你系呢个工作未完成嘅，求你继续喺呢个疫情里边继续嘅俾我哋学习。
In the midst of this, Lord, we pray, though, that you would be Lord of our finances.
神啊，在这个时间里面，求你在我们经济上是供应给我们。
We pray that you would protect us financially.
神啊，在经济上求你保护我们。
We pray that you would give us today our daily bread.
神啊，求你每日赐我日用的饮食。
And Lord, for many of us, we are praying that prayer truly for the first time in our lives.
神啊，我哋求你喺我哋嘅生命里边，我哋更加嘅系喺呢个嘅祷告里边更加嘅仰赖你。
Please provide for the physical needs of the people in this church.
神啊，喺我哋教会，求你供应我哋肉身上嘅需要。
And Lord, please protect our health.
保护我哋嘅健康。
Lord, we pray for your continued intervention in Annie's life.
神啊，求你继续喺 Annie 嘅生命上当中，求你就参与医治。
Thank you for the wonderful progress you've been making with her body.
神啊，俾佢喺医治嘅过程当中，我睇到神你嘅亲自嘅带领。
We pray that you continue that.
神啊，继续嘅，求你亦都系医治佢。
We pray that you would protect all of our people right now.
神啊，求你保守我哋每一个人。
Keep us healthy.
帮助我哋有更健康。
And keep us safe.
帮助我哋有平安。
I pray that you would also protect us emotionally.
神啊，求你俾我哋喺情绪上嘅更加有平稳。
Help each of us to find joy and hope even in the midst of this difficult circumstances.
神啊，喺呢个嘅困难嘅时刻嘅里边，求你俾我哋有喺你里边揾到盼望，揾到有平安，揾到有喜乐。
And Lord, we pray for our students who are graduating this spring.
神啊，我哋求你喺今年有毕业生毕业嘅。
Everything is uncertain for them.
神啊，有好多地方都系唔肯定嘅。
Please especially give each of them hope for their future.
神啊，求你俾佢哋喺将来，佢哋对主有盼望。
Give them direction for the next step in their life.
帮助佢带领佢哋喺佢哋嘅生命当中要走嘅下一步。
Lord, please be the Lord of our lives.
神啊，求你成为我哋生命之中嘅主。
And I pray that you would be the Lord of this church.
神啊，求你成为我哋教会嘅主。
Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom to the leaders of our church.
求你俾智慧俾我哋教会嘅长执。
Help them to make good decisions regarding the church.
帮助系为教会作出一个好每一样嘅决定系好嘅。
Please continue to provide for the church.
求你供应教会所有嘅需要。
Please help us to continue in our support of missionaries.
求你继续帮助我哋，系继续嘅支持我哋差嘅宣教师。
Please help us to maintain unity.
帮助我哋教会有合一。
Please help us as a church to continue in your purposes for this church.
求你俾我哋教会明白，我哋点解会有教会嘅目的。
And I pray for each member of the church that they would participate in your mission for this church.
求你帮助我哋每一位嘅信徒都能够喺呢个天国事工嚟到参与服事。
And God, we pray that you would be Lord of today's service.
神啊，求你今日成为我哋今日敬拜嘅主。
We pray that you would be honored by our music worship.
以我哋音乐能够荣耀你。
And Lord, we pray that you would speak your word to us today.
求你用你圣灵向我哋说出你嘅说话。
Please teach us about who you are.
求你俾我明白你系边一位。
And please teach us about who you have created us to be.
神啊，求你俾我哋明白你点解要创造我哋。
In Jesus' name, amen.
为祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。
Last year, I was given a new name.
旧年嘅时候，我俾人哋俾咗个新嘅名俾我。
When I became a high school teacher, I was no longer named Scott.
当我成为中学嘅老师嘅时候，人哋都唔叫我做史葛啦 ，Scott。
I became Mr. Lindsley.
咁佢哋叫我叫做林之利林老师。
And this was really strange for me.
呢个俾我嚟讲，觉得好奇怪。
I had never really been called Mr. Lindsley before.
从来冇人叫我叫林老师。
And this new name was intended to bring a sense of honor to it.
但系呢个名俾我带嚟一份有感觉，一份被尊敬嘅感觉。
It is to help students show respect to their teachers.
咁佢叫我林老师，就表示学生对我嘅尊敬。
Many of you have been given new names at some point in your life.
喺你嘅生命当中，大家某一个时候都俾人叫一个称呼嘅。
For many of you, your name has become mom or dad.
或者你个名俾人称呼系阿妈、阿爸爸咁样。
And these new names also add a sense of honor to you as a person.
有人咁叫你嘅时候，俾你嘅身份有一份嘅尊敬。
Last week we celebrated those of you who go by the name mother.
上个星期我哋系庆祝有人称你为母亲嘅。是庆祝你这个的身份。
But the week before that, we read from the book of Philippians about someone else who was given a new name.
在再上一个星期，我们能够讲过，有一个人是被有一个新的名字称呼他。
You may not have remembered it because it wasn't the focus of the sermon.
但是那一次的讲道，我们不是集中讲这个人要被称呼多一个名字。
So this week we are going to read that same passage, but with a focus upon that name.
我哋今日再睇翻同当一篇嘅文章，就系我哋会集中于讲呢个名称嘅事情。
2 weeks ago, we were reading from Philippians 2, the Christ hymn.
就系我哋上两个星期前，我哋睇到腓立比书就讲到呢个叫做基督嘅圣诗。
We saw that the first half of the hymn speaks of Christ's humility.
我哋上半嘅经文系讲到关于主嘅谦卑。
Christ took on the form of a slave and died an obedient death.
呢几段嘅经文讲俾我哋知，基督取了奴仆嘅样式，顺服以至于死。
But we saw that beginning in verse 9, Christ was being exalted.
但在第九节的时候，我们就看到神是将他来到是高举。
It says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
God the Father gave to Jesus the name that is above every name.
天父俾耶稣基督一个嘅名字，万名再加赐佢高升嘅名，叫做超乎万名之上嘅名。
And this name was clearly intended to bring a sense of honor to Jesus.
就系呢个嘅名称，就系带俾耶稣基督更多嘅荣耀。
So what is this name that was given to Jesus?
咁呢个名俾咗耶稣系叫乜嘢咧
？The poem actually holds us as readers in anticipation for 2 verses until it tells us what the name is.
咁呢首诗 歌呢呢首诗作者系写到读者期待住知道呢个耶稣基督嘅名称系乜嘢咧？
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
第十节叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
每一个人，无论是天上地下的，都称耶稣基督。
A day is coming when all created beings will confess this new name that was given to Jesus.
就是当那天来的时候，所有天上地下所受造之物都尊称耶稣这个名。
They will confess that Jesus is Lord.
他们承认基督就是他们的主。
This is the name that was given to Jesus.
这个名就是实天父被高升了耶稣。
He was given the name Lord.
这个名就称为主或者是君王这样。
Now Paul originally wrote this in the Greek language.
保罗写腓立比书的时候是用希腊文来写的。
And the Greek word for Lord is Kurios.
咁希腊文这个主这个名叫做 Kurios 这个字。
And this name is loaded with meaning.
这个主这个名的名称有很多的意思在里面。
The Philippian church would have made three different associations with the name Kurios.
但是希腊文腓立比这个对这个主这个名称有三个的概念我们可以认识到。
And today we're going to look at each of these three concepts they would have associated with the name Kurios.
我们今天就看看这个主这个的概念有三个很重要的意思在这里。
First, the word Kurios is the word that designates someone as a slave owner.
这个 Kurios 这个字就是指这个指奴隶的主人的主。
It is the word for master.
这个主就是指主人这样。
And this might seem like an odd name to give to Jesus.
好似好怪，俾耶稣叫佢系主呢个名咁。
But in a Roman city, an ancient Roman city like Philippi, there would have been many slaves.
喺罗马帝国里边，呢个腓立比呢个地方有好多嘅奴隶。
They would be very familiar with the idea of slave masters.
所以讲到话奴隶嘅主人嘅时候，腓立比嘅人佢系明白呢个主系咩嘅意思。
But for us to truly understand this, we need to remember the first half of the Christ hymn.
但是我们要记得，我要明白这个主的意思的时候，我最真要明白前那几节的经文的意思。
In verse 7, it says that Jesus took the form of a slave.
第七节讲到说，耶稣基督反倒虚己，取了奴隶的形象。
In humility, he served us as a slave.
他的谦卑是作为奴隶的身份来都是服侍我们。
As a slave, he acted in obedience to the Father.
他取了奴隶的样式是信服天父以至于死。
And as a slave, he died a brutal death for our sake.
就是他为了我们人的得到拯救的缘故他受被处死。
Yet in this last line of the hymn, Jesus is called the Master.
在最尾一句的时候，他就被称为基督为主。
He truly is the one who has all of the authority and power.
耶稣基督绝对有这个的权柄和这个的权能。
Jesus is the Master. This is his identity.
耶稣他的身份是一个主人。
Yet the way he conducted himself as a master was to act as a slave.
他以主人的身份，但是以奴隶的身份来到出现。
In this, Jesus was showing us what true authority looks like.
这个耶稣基督就要显出真正权柄人有，是应该要怎样去做。
the one who has all power and authority, use that authority to serve others.
就是说耶稣基督有了这些权柄和权能，用着他这些权柄去服侍别人。
We can imagine the Philippian Christians picturing this in their own day.
所以当日腓立比教会的人，他们看得明白，知道这样的什么意思。
A wealthy slave master would get up every morning and begin serving all of his own slaves.
就是一个奴隶的主人一早起来就服侍他这班的奴仆。
This would seem ridiculous to the ancient Romans.
在古代罗马的时候，看上来根本真的不可能这样做。
And Jesus demonstrated this in a very practical way.
就是耶稣是实际有这样去做了个例子给我们看到。
He did this before his last supper with his disciples.
在最后一个晚餐的时候，耶稣基督这样来到门徒作一个榜样。
Jesus took a towel and began washing the feet of his disciples.
耶稣基督是拿了一布来到是为门徒来到洗脚。
This was the job of a slave.
这个为门徒为人洗脚是这些奴仆的工作。
His disciples watched him washing their feet, and they knew that he was the one that was in charge.
就是这班门徒看到他的主这样为他洗脚的时候，他们是学到这个榜样。
They knew that he was the one with all authority and power.
门徒知道耶稣基督绝对有这些权柄和权能，但是今天耶稣基督做个榜样来服侍他们。
And yet here he was bent over, scrubbing their feet.
现在这一刻，他们的主人是弯身的为他们来洗脚。
Jesus wielded his power by humbly meeting the needs of others.
耶稣基督使用他的权柄来到去服侍来到他的门徒。
In doing this, Jesus set an example for all of his followers.
所以耶稣基督是做了一个榜样，成为他的跟随者要学习的。
He has shown us how to wield authority.
耶稣基督是给我们学习怎样用我们这种的权。
Many of us hold positions of power or authority, at least in some way.
我们每个人都有某使我们的身份上都有某一种的权在这里。
Some of you are managers in a business.
有些人做这个的商业的做管理的。
Some of you are parents of teenagers.
有些人是这个的年轻的做父母的。
Some of you are simply the eldest of your siblings.
就是你做家的，做大哥哥大姐姐的。
As Mr. Lindsley, I have some power as a teacher of high school students.
我作为林老师的时候，在学校来讲，是有些做老师的权柄在这里。
None of us probably have the same kind of power and authority of a slave master.
我们是没有称为奴隶主人那种的权能。
But many of us hold some power and authority.
但是我们有些人在某种的位置里面都拥有些某种的权能和权柄。
And our world encourages us to take any little power we have and use it for our own benefit.
在世界的观念就是说，人用了我们自己这种的权是为了自己的利益。
We see the people of this world grasping on to their power.
我们看到世界的人，他们抓住他自己有这种的权能。
It is the natural pattern of human life.
这个就是人的生活一种的正常的模式。
But Jesus gave us a new pattern.
但是耶稣基督来到降世为人，给我们学习一个新的模式。
He used the greatest power and authority to become a slave.
耶稣基督正正用了他最大的权能和权柄成为这个奴隶。
And he became a slave to the very people who called him master.
就是同样的，他用了他所有的是权能权柄，也都是服侍别人。
Because of this, we are to use any of the power and authority he has granted to us to serve others.
同样的, 我们都应该将我们有的这个权能、权柄的, 好像学习基督一样去服侍别人。
My hope is to become a slave to my students as I help them to learn.
我希望我成为我的学生的奴仆, 能够帮助到他们能够学习到。
My hope is that each of you uses your power to serve.
我希望大家都是用你自己有的权柄来服侍别人。
If you have authority in your job, serve those who work for you.
在你做工方面,做工的地方,你有这个权柄的时候, 希望你可以帮助到服侍到别人。
If you have authority in your home, use it to serve.
如果你家有这个权柄的时候, 在家也服侍你的家人。
And in our world, authority does not always come from a position.
有时在世界这个权柄不是因为你的某些身份。
Oftentimes it comes from our resources.
有时这个权柄是来自这个源头。
Our wealth can be a means of power and authority.
你的财富有时成为你自己的身份这个权能。
And this kind of power also needs to be a means to serve others.
如果你有了这种财富的权能的时候, 你都可以用这些财富来服侍别人。
Jesus showed us what it truly means to be a master.
耶稣基督让我们明白,作为一个真正的主人的时候,是怎样去做主。
Use your power and authority to become a slave to others.
用你自己的权柄,权能,成为别人一种的祝福。
Now the Philippians also had a second association with the word kurios.
在腓立比,也都kurios这个字呢,有另外第二个概念的认识。
The word kurios was the title that was given or taken by the Roman emperors.
就是当时罗马帝国这个主的时候,有另一个概念在这里。
Inscriptions from that time even called the Roman emperor the Lord of Lords.
那时更刻意的称呼皇帝,这个王是万主之主。
Roman citizens needed to give their allegiance to the Roman emperor.
这些罗马公民要绝对的效忠他们的王。
The Philippian Christians would have been pressured to honor the emperor and even worship him.
腓立比教会的信徒是要受到压力,要尊敬他们的王,更加要敬拜他们的王。
And if they gave their allegiance to the emperor, they could become more secure in their lives.
如果他们效忠他们自己的王的时候,他们的生活更加得到有保障。
They could secure themselves financially.
在经济上得到这个保障。
And they could ensure their social reputation.
他在社交上面,他们有他们自己的身份在这里。
But anyone who did not honor the emperor invited persecution and economic hardship.
但是如果你不效忠罗马的王的时候,你会受到逼迫,和生活上你是很穷困。
The Roman Empire had one lord, and that was the emperor.
罗马帝国只有一个主,就是这个罗马的王。
But Paul invited the Christians in Philippi to a different kingdom.
但保罗写这个信给腓立比的时候,就邀请腓立比的人去敬拜另一个王。
And this kingdom had a different lord.
就是这个国是有另一个主在这里。
They were to be citizens of God's kingdom and called Jesus Lord.
他们要服侍这个就是这个天上的国,作为天上的子民。
To the Roman world, this would seem absurd.
就是说,如果在罗马帝国的时候,这样做法是绝对的荒唐。
Jesus was just a man who lived in an insignificant corner of the empire.
如果叫人去服侍耶稣的时候，耶稣只是一个人住一个很小微不足道的地方。
He lived a short life.
他生活很短的时间在世上。
He accomplished very little in the eyes of the world.
在人的眼中，他是没什么成就。
And he was executed as a common criminal.
他更加是被钉死，好像其他的囚犯一样。
It would be absurd to follow this man as a religious leader.
如果要跟随耶稣作为这个宗教领袖的时候，更加的荒唐。
But to actually consider him as a rival lord to the emperor would be outrageous.
但如果你说要成为耶稣基督成为这个罗马帝国的王的对手，更加是一件荒唐的事。
This is exactly what Paul is claiming in Philippians 2.
所以保罗教导给腓立比的人，也都是就是说不要敬拜这个罗马的王，是要敬拜我们的主。
The emperor is not Lord, Jesus is.
罗马的帝国不是他们的主，耶稣基督才是他们的主。
And this presented a difficult choice for the Philippian Christians.
是当时在腓立比的基督徒来讲，是被一个很困难的选择。
They could either give their allegiance to the emperor or to Jesus.
就是他们决定要是效忠于罗马帝国，亦或是效忠于耶稣呢？
You could only have one Lord.
你的生命当中，你只有一个的主。
You could only belong to one kingdom.
你只可以属于其中国的其中之一个。
If they gave their allegiance to the emperor, they could expect benefits in this life.
如果你效忠于罗马帝国的时候，他在当中生活上是有这个的益处。
They could thrive in their culture and society.
他们在这个文化，在这个社会当中，他们是很兴旺，很兴盛。
If they called the emperor Lord, they could experience the Roman dream.
但如果他们效忠罗马帝国的时候，他们可以完成他这个罗马的梦想。
And only then could they find comfort and happiness and status in this life.
在他效忠这个罗马帝国的时候，他们就生活上有这个安息和有快乐的生活。
But if they chose Jesus as Lord, they could expect persecution.
当如他拣，如果选择耶稣基督为他们的主的时候，他的生活当中就会受到逼迫。
Their lives would follow the pattern of their Lord.
就是说他们的生命的当中就好像耶稣基督的生命一样有受困苦。
If they followed Caesar as Lord, they would grab onto power for their own benefit.
但是如果他们要敬拜服侍这个罗马帝国王的时候，他们会找到他当时这种的权能。
But if they follow Jesus as Lord, they would use their authority to become a slave.
但如果要跟随耶稣基督的时候，他们的权能、权柄就是成为一个叫奴隶一样要服侍别人。
Jesus met the needs of others.
耶稣基督是满足达到别人的需要。
Jesus was betrayed and killed.
耶稣基督被出卖而是被杀。
Those who chose Jesus as Lord would continue in this pattern.
如果你选择跟随基督的时候，你就好像耶稣基督的生命 的路径的一样。
The same choice is offered to us today.
今日我们也有这样的选择。
We don't choose between Jesus and an emperor.
我们今日不是说选择这个罗马帝国或者选择耶稣。
But the same temptation that laid behind emperor worship still exists today.
正如今日我们仍然存在有爱世界这种的人诱。
Many of us give our allegiance to the pursuit of the American dream.
很多人我们是拥护这个世界，追求这个我们美国的梦。
We are on a quest to find comfort and happiness in this life.
我们在我们的生活当中是寻求这个舒适快乐的生活。
Now, those things are not bad.
我哋要求舒适同埋快乐，唔系一件话坏事。
But for so many Americans, that pursuit has become the lord of their life.
但系喺美国人嚟追求呢啲嘅梦想嘅时候，正就系你追求呢啲事情，就成为佢哋嘅生命当中嘅主。
I believe that is why our current circumstances are so difficult right now.
所以我哋今日呢个疫情呢个困难，俾我哋好似睇到带嚟好多嘅困难。
And it is difficult even for those of us who have not been in danger of contracting COVID-19.
虽然我哋亦当中未必冇人系染上咗呢啲嘅病毒。
Because for many of us, this pandemic has taken away our means of pursuing comfort.
但喺个疫情嘅期间，系攞走咗人好多呢啲嘅舒适嘅环境。
And for many of us, it has threatened to take away this pursuit of happiness, at least in the near future.
更加有人担忧嘅系将来佢哋嘅快乐而因此而被攞走嘅。
And this is difficult when we have made those our Lord.
有时我哋会追求呢啲嘅事情，快乐啊舒适，就成为我哋生活之中嘅主。
And our pursuit of comfort also becomes entangled with the leaders of our governments.
我哋追求呢啲嘅舒适嘅生活，同政府系好似缠埋喺埋一齐。
We might give our allegiance to certain political ideologies.
我哋为咗拥护呢啲嘅政治嘅时候，有时我哋拥护咗呢啲嘅政治理想嘅主义。
We might hope that the right government will provide us the means to gain the American dream.
我哋希望有个好嘅政府会带嚟咗俾我哋有一个嘅美国嘅梦想。
I believe that our current circumstances are a call to us.
我觉得今次呢个疫情俾我哋一个嘅呼召。
They are a call to give our allegiance fully to Jesus as Lord.
就系今日嘅疫情俾我更加嘅提醒我哋，我哋完全要效忠拥护嚟到系我哋嘅主。
And this happens when we are obedient to Jesus.
就系话我哋又要咁样嚟到，要表现我哋系服从我哋嘅主。
Jesus is Lord of our life when we do what He desires.
我哋基督系我哋嘅主，我哋跟从主想我哋要做嘅事情。
And when we do what He desires, we can expect to follow His pattern of life.
如果我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就会跟随咗主。主嘅生活嘅方式。
And this is not always an easy path.
如果我跟随主呢个嘅模式嘅时候，唔系好容易走。
We may need to let go of some of our dreams at this time to focus on our Lord.
喺今日嘅环境嚟讲，我哋要完全跟随主嘅时候，我哋要放弃我哋嘅生活嘅某一啲嘅梦想。
And this can be very difficult, but I believe it is worth it.
有时是困难，但我觉得是值得的。
And I believe it's worth it because of this third association that the Philippians would have made with the name Kurios.
但是值得的，因为我们可以学习到这个的 Kurios, 这个字，主的第三个这个的原则。
I believe that this next thing we're going to talk about was really at the forefront of Paul's thinking when he wrote this letter.
这个的第三个这个的主的概念的时候，是保罗是这样来到是给我们提醒我们。
And in order to understand it, we're going to have to look at some context from the Old Testament.
我们要明白这个主 Kuria 这个字，我们要看看旧约当中一些背景在这里。
Throughout the Old Testament, our God goes by the Hebrew name Yahweh.
在旧约，我们知道我们的神的名叫做耶和华。
This was the special covenant name by which Israel knew God.
这个是以色列人知道他们和他立约的神的名就是叫做耶和华。
The name of God was Yahweh.
他们为同他们所信的神同他们立约的名，这个神的名就叫做耶和华。
And now, during the centuries before Jesus was born, the Hebrew Old Testament was translated into Greek.
在耶稣之前的时代，希伯来文将旧约是用希伯来文写的，然后翻现在用这个希腊文翻译过来。
And when they translated it into Greek, they needed to translate the name Yahweh into Greek.
当他要将耶和华的名用希腊文翻译过的时候。
And so they decided to translate the name Yahweh to the Greek word Kurios.
所以他将耶和华的这个称呼的名用希腊文翻译出来呢，就叫做 Kurios 这个字。
So when the New Testament writers wanted to talk about Yahweh as God, they used the word Kurios.
所以新約的作者如果他想用耶和華的名提出的時候，所以也用 Kurios 這個字是代表了耶和華神這個名。
In Philippians 2, this is the primary way in which Paul wanted his readers to understand the name Lord.
所以保羅在腓立比寫保罗写给腓立比教会的人，用这个 Kurios 就有这个背后当中这个耶和华的名的概念在这里。
And when Paul wrote Philippians 2, he was drawing upon the ancient Old Testament prophet Isaiah.
所以保罗写给腓立比的时候，保罗是引用了以赛亚书 的背景在这里。
So we will look briefly at Isaiah chapters 44 and 45.
我哋好快嘅睇睇就係呢個嘅以賽亞書44章同埋45章。
In these chapters, the prophet Isaiah was speaking to the nation of Israel as they were in exile in the land of Babylon.
以賽先知係向住被掳去巴比倫嘅以色列人嚟到講説話。
At that time, the king of Babylon was the one who held authority as Lord.
当时巴比伦王就是这个以色列人的主。
And that authority was given through the Babylonian gods.
就是巴比伦王就是管治这个以色列人。
But Isaiah promised that God would rescue Israel from Babylon.
但是以赛亚先知答应告诉他们，神是会将他们拯救过来。
And he would bring them back to their own land.
神是要答许应许过以色列人会将他们带拯救回他们应许之地。
And Isaiah was sure that God had the power to do this.
以赛亚他肯定告诉他们耶和华有这种的权能来到可以拯救他们。
And he was sure because he was truly the only God of the universe.
是真的，因为耶和华就是宇宙当中唯一的真神。
In fact, Isaiah promised that people from every land could turn to God and be saved.
以赛亚先知更加告诉他们知，凡是人回转回去神的身边，他们都会被拯救。
Throughout these chapters, Isaiah repeated over and over again that Yahweh is the only God.
在以赛亚书以赛亚先知重复再重复告诉他们，耶和华就是唯一他们的神。
The idols cannot save.
他们拜的偶像是没有这样的能力。
The Babylonian gods have no power.
这个的巴比伦的神是没有这样的权能。
God is making exclusive claims that he alone is God.
耶和华向你宣称他就是唯一这个的真神。
And then God spoke through the prophet Isaiah.
所以神是藉着以赛先知向他们这样来讲话。
He said a day is coming when people from the entire earth would finally recognize that Yahweh is the only God.
神是藉着以赛先知告诉他们，那一来到的时候，所有地上万物的都终于承认耶和华是他们的主神。
In verse 23, he says this.
在以赛亚书的第45章，嚟到系23至24节咁读。
By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity a word that will not be revoked.
我指着自己起誓，我口所出的话是凭着公义，并不反悔。
Before me every knee will bow, by me every tongue will confess.
万膝必向我跪拜，万口必凭我起誓。
They will say of me, in Yahweh alone are righteousness and strength.
人能说公义能力。
All who have raged against him will come to him and be put to shame.
唯独在耶和华人都归向他，必向他发怒，必致蒙羞。
God promised that every created being would bow their knee to honor God.
以赛亚，神藉着以赛亚九话俾你知，到嗰日嚟到嘅时候，万膝都要向耶和华嚟到跪拜。
Now some would do it out of love for the God that they served.
当然有啲系因为系要爱神嘅时候，因为爱嘅缘故系向神嚟到敬拜。
But verse 24 says that some would bow in honor against their will.
有啲人系更加讲，因为佢哋唔愿意去敬拜，但系到嗰日嘅时候，佢哋都会嚟到向神嚟到跪拜。
Even while bowing their knee, some would rage against Yahweh.
有人向神跪拜嘅时候，佢哋向神嚟到发怒。
And this verse says that those people will be put to shame.
呢啲人向神嚟到向神发怒嘅时候，必至于蒙羞。
And then the final verse of chapter 45 says that those who follow Yahweh will share in his righteousness.
到最尾嘅。是45节，到到嗰日嘅时候，凡跟从主嘅都会被称义。
So those who give their allegiance to idols will be put to shame.
所以凡系跟从呢啲嘅偶像嘅，佢哋都会呢个嘅蒙羞。
But those who give their allegiance to Yahweh will share in his righteousness.
凡系效忠耶和华嘅时候，必被称义。
Now back in Philippians, Paul clearly had this passage from Isaiah in mind.
所以保罗写腓立比书嘅时候，保罗系有呢个以赛亚书呢个嘅思想喺佢嘅概念嘅里边。
At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以保罗写俾腓立比教会嘅时候，都系话。神会将耶稣升为至高，给他超乎万名之上，无论天上地下的，都因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
Paul is quoting from the Isaiah passage.
保罗是引用以赛亚书这段的经文。
He is agreeing with Isaiah that a day will come when everyone bows to God.
保罗是认同以赛亚的教导，到那日的时候，来到的时候，萬膝都要向上帝耶稣基督来到跪拜。
However, Paul is showing that every knee will bow to Jesus.
就是保罗是告诉人我们知萬膝的都要向耶稣来到跪拜。
Jesus fills the role that Yahweh did in the Isaiah passage.
耶稣就是以赛亚所讲的也符合了以赛亚先知书所讲耶和华这个的身份一样。
In fact, Jesus is even called Kurios.
实际耶稣基督在这个时候也都是被称为这个的主。
And remember that this is the Greek way of saying Yahweh.
记得这个的希腊文翻译这个主也都是代表耶和华这个名的意思。
So the name that is given to Jesus that is above every name is the name Yahweh.
就万膝都要称呼耶和赞美耶和的时候，这个名就是耶和华。
Also remember that in the book of Isaiah, the main point is that Yahweh alone is God.
记得以赛先知教导的时候，就说只有耶和华是宇宙当中真正的主神。
There is no other God.
这个世界是没有其他的神。
This means that Paul is claiming that Jesus is Yahweh.
所以保罗教导腓立比嘅人知道耶稣又系呢就系呢个耶和华。
Jesus is the one true God of the universe.
耶稣就是这个宇宙当中的真神。
And Isaiah promised a day is coming when everyone will acknowledge that he's the only God.
以赛亚时代的时候告诉人知，那日到的时候，每个人都认识知道耶和华是神。
A day is coming when every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth will bow their knees in honor to Jesus.
So, 到了那日来的时候，无论天上地上的、地底下的，都是向耶稣屈膝。
Everyone will recognize that Jesus is the God of this universe.
所有受造之物都是认识的，耶稣就是这个宇宙的神。
But some will recognize Jesus is Lord, but still not give their allegiance to him.
有人是认识主，但是未完全的是效忠于基督。
And according to Isaiah, these people will be put to shame.
就是这些人没有完全效忠于基督的，他们而是受羞愧。
For the Philippian Christians, this was good news.
在腓立比的基督徒，这个是一个好的消息。
The emperor wielded power during this age.
在那个时代，这个罗马帝国是使用他们的权能。
He was the one that had power and honor.
在那个时代，他们有这个的权能，同埋是有这个，是带给他们有这个的荣耀。
But someday, even the emperor would bow his knee to Jesus as God.
但是到那一来到的时候，罗马的帝王也都会向耶稣基督来到跪拜。
The emperor held honor and power on this earth.
虽然罗马帝国当时有这个权柄和这个权能。
But on that day, he will be put to shame.
但是到那一来到的时候，罗马的王都受到羞愧。
So it was worth it to give allegiance to Jesus as Lord, even if it meant hardship.
虽然我们现在有困难，但我们仍然要效忠于基督。
Someday, his followers will share with him in his exaltation.
到那天来到的时候，跟随基督的跟随者，我们也都是被神来到高举。
So to summarize this, Jesus was given the name above all names.
所以总括来讲，耶稣基督的名是超乎万名之上。
He was called Kurios.
他就被称为这个主。
And this name signifies three things.
这个主这个名有三个特别的地方在这里。
First, the way to wield the authority of a master is to become a slave to others.
第一个我们学习到的，主人使用他的权柄成为别人的奴仆。
This is how Jesus exercised his authority.
所以耶稣就用了他这个身份，咁来到用了他这个权能用的身份。
Second, this world provides its own lords.
第二个，这个世界是有他们自己的主。
And we must choose which lord to give our allegiance to.
我们要决定选择要是敬拜哪一位。
We can follow the lords that promise comfort and ease in this life.
我们要选择拥护这个世界，可以给我们今生有这个舒适和轻松。
Or we can follow Jesus on the path of persecution and service.
或者我们要跟随基督的，是就会受到逼迫，或者我们还要服侍别人。
And third, it is worth it to make Jesus our Lord.
第三，我们学习到的，我们跟随基督是有值有这个价值。
Because he is the one true God of the universe.
因为耶稣基督是我们这个的宇宙当中真正的主。
And someday, this will be acknowledged by every living being.
有一日，所有受造之物都承认耶稣基督是主。
On that day, all hardships will be gone.
到到嗰日嚟到嘅时候，所有嘅困难都冇，唔会再喺度。
On that day, there will be no more pandemics.
到嗰日嚟到嘅时候，再冇呢啲嘅疫情。
On that day, there will be no more job loss.
到到嗰日嚟到嘅时候，我哋唔会话冇工作。
On that day, there will be no more isolation or depression.
到那天, 耶稣基督来的时候, 再没有这个隔离,
On that day, there will not be any death.
到那天, 耶稣基督再来的时候,
And on that day, there will be no more rebellion against our Lord.
所以到那天来到的时候, 没有人再去拒绝反抗耶稣。
Those things that have vied for our allegiance will be put to shame.
这些一切影响效忠我们的王的时候都会感觉羞愧。
The American dream will no longer matter.
这个说追求美国梦对于我来说不是那么重要。
Our political agendas will no longer matter.
所以任何这个政治的理念对于我们来说都是不关重要。
Because we will be ruled by a good and righteous Lord.
因为耶稣来的时候, 我们被我们最公义的主来到统治。
The people and circumstances that have power in our lives will no longer matter.
今生,这些人对于我们有权能管治我们的, 到那天来到的时候, 完全对我们无关。
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord.
到那天的时候, 万室都要向主来到跪拜。
Jesus is Kurios.
耶稣基督就是这个主, Kurios, 希腊文的。
Jesus is Master.
耶稣基督是我们的主。
Jesus is Yahweh.
耶稣基督就是耶和华。
And those who have given their allegiance to him will share in his righteousness and exaltation.
当我们效忠于我们的基督的时候, 耶稣基督来的时候, 我们会与基督一同的同得这个荣耀。
This was good news for the ancient Philippian church living under the Roman Empire.
所以这个对于腓立比教会的基督徒当时是一个最好的消息。
And it is good news for the modern church living under the COVID-19 pandemic.
今天对于我们这个新冠状肺炎这个影响之下，也都对于我来讲一个好的消息。
And so we do not need to wait until that day.
我们不需要等到说那天来到只是这样做。
Today we can bow our knees and confess that Jesus is Lord.
我们今天就已经可以在神的面前
And we will confess that he is Lord through our actions.
所以我们承认主是我们生命之中的主。
We will wield authority in the same way that he did.
我们会用好像基督的一样使用他的权能来作为别人的仆人。
We will become a slave to others by meeting their needs.
就是我成为别人的奴仆。
We will become obedient to our God.
我们会服从我们的主。
And by doing this, we proclaim every day that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以我们这样做的时候, 我们每一天都会宣称耶稣基督是我们的主。
As we wait until the day when all will call him Lord.
到那天来到的时候, 我们万室所有受造之物,
Dear Jesus, you are our Lord.
亲爱的主,
and we look forward to the day when all of creation recognizes that.
我们期待那一天的耶稣基督再来的时候,
Until then, I pray for each of us that we would make you Lord of our lives today.
今天我们希望每个人都在神的面前承认主是我们的生命当中的主宰。
Help us to obey you.
帮助我们能够服从你。
Help us to follow your pattern of life.
帮助我们好像学习基督的模式一样。
Help us to take our allegiance away from anything else that might get in the way.
主要帮助我们将我们所有的心里面所挂念的，我都会在我们心里面来除去。
And help us give our allegiance to you alone as our Lord.
愿意将我哋所有一生嘅都系奉献俾主你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。我哋多谢 Pastor Scott，and 再一次嘅嚟到为去鼓励我哋，将我哋嘅生命嚟到系献俾神，愿意接受主成为我哋生命当中嘅主，能够掌管我哋嘅生命。Thank you for Pastor Scott reminding us again, Jesus Christ is our Lord. And then we want to obey him, confess that he is our Lord, to follow his own path, to serve and obey our Heavenly Father. 我们今天有一个好的消息想我跟大家分享，就是 Annie 姐妹已经是离开了医院，去到这个的康复院，你都是接受这些的治疗，继续的治疗。多谢弟兄姊妹一直的为他来到祷告，请大家的继续为他来到祷告，愿意神在这个的过程当中继续的医治 Annie， 等无论在这个的说话，在这个的、行动方面都是得到这个的帮助。Thank you to all the brothers and sisters who pray for Annie. We praise the Lord that Annie yesterday was well enough to be moved to the rehab facility. And we ask you to continue to pray for her, to continue for the speech, occupational, and physical therapy tailored to Annie's need. In the book of the Hebrew, we are reminded to not stop our worshiping of our Lord. Today is our 10th online worship service. Thank you to all the brothers who have been working behind the scenes to make our online worship possible. 希伯来书提醒我们说，我们不可以停止聚会。今日是我们第十个星期在网上的跟大家来到敬拜，我们多谢很多的弟兄来到帮助，没有他们的帮助，我们不可以有这个的继续在网上来到敬拜。 Even though we are not physically together, we might worship through song, sermon and tithing. As a reminder, we have different ways to send our tithing. You can send a physical check to our church office or send it online through the bank or PayPal. Our brother Wayne Keith has previously emailed instructions on how to send your tithing through the bank. If you have any question, please contact Brother Wayne Keith. 虽然我们不可以是大家的见面，但是我们可以一同在这个网上来敬拜，唱诗赞美，更加的不要忘记我们的十一个奉献。我们可以提醒大家，我们有很多的方法可以继续的作我们的奉献。我们将我们的奉献的支票可以寄回到教会里面，或者藉着你的银行可以将这些的钱直接的汇入教会的户口里面。我们的弟兄 Winky 他早一排已经 send 了个电邮俾大家知道係點樣將呢啲嘅奉獻係寄返出嚟去嘅教會嘅。如果大家有問題嘅，請大家嘅係同阿 Winky 弟兄嚟到聯絡。We thank you again for today we can worship together online, and may you be have a keep a little good health for this week. May we continue to worship our Lord in our daily life. 我哋繼續嘅係为大家的祷告，大家 有平安。我们每一日我们的生活都可以去敬拜我们的神。Let's pray. 亲爱的主，我们多谢你，我们好像以希伯来书的作者教导我们，我们不可停止聚会。主，我们愿意我们继续的在我们的生命当中来到去敬拜你，在网上的聚集能够一重的唱诗赞美你。主，我们多谢你继续的保守我们每一日的生活都有平安有健康，求主你继续祝福我们每一日都能够与主有个亲近，藉着我们读经和祷告与主有一个的交往。 Father God, we ask you to blessing us, to bless us, keep us of a good health. We can continue to worship you in our daily life through prayer, through the devotion, through study your word. May you keep us healthy and safe in this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 下个星期再同大家见面。See you all next week.